Welcome to the My Buff Show. It is great to have you guys with us. Check out thebuffshow.com and all of your favorite podcasting sites, including Spotify, iTunes, Pandora, and so much more. And on your favorite social platforms, we're streaming live on Getter tonight on thebuffshow.com. We're also streaming live on Rumble. Great to see you guys coming in there. And also Facebook, X, and Twitch. And don't forget to check out thebuffshow.com for all your favorite past interviews. Just do a search for the guys or girls that you want to see that were on the show. It's all right there. And don't forget to go to mypillow.com and use promo code BUFF for big savings right now. We got some new promos to show you during the show tonight. It's going to be fantastic. Of course, a lot of you are probably starting the NFL draft tonight to see what's going on with the draft, because the world is on fire around you. So it's nice to get away from that. We'll catch you on the download. You guys can check us out on your favorite podcast after the draft tonight. But besides, what else, man? What else besides a witch hunt against Trump? Besides an idiot Joe Biden that goes and says, and after keeps reading the teleprompter, four more years. He started his four more years chant and then said pause. And a lot of you missed it this week when Joe Biden said this.
And so I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Many, many times. Did you hear what he said? How many times do we have to prove that we can't be trusted? That's right. You can't be trusted. In the immunity case that's going before the Supreme Court, Jack Smith, we've got some shocking details on how this all started. We're going to show you in a second here. But in the immunity case, and we've got some audio to play too from that trial, but this is where if you're not allowed to have an opinion as a president, and based on what Trump said when he was talking about the fraudulent 2020 election. Over the past 3 years, we have brought you so much evidence on the show, not just from Joe Hoff, the author of The Steal, Volume 1, 2, and 3, but Dinesh D'Souza from 2000 Mules. All these are on thebuffshow.com. But Trump was saying something that was based in fact and is right as a president to have an opinion on that. Well, the immunity case says you don't have the right, or you might face prosecution if the opposition doesn't like what you have to say. It makes a ceremonious president. And that's what Trump said today outside of the courtroom of the other witch hunt that's going on. So a ceremonious president, that's Joe Biden. He's there to read the teleprompter, not make any decisions. And he reads it very, very poorly, as we've shown you over the past 3 years and the 3 years before that. And the 47 years way back when he was a senator and said, I'm stupid. That's what he said. I'm just dumb. Top of his class. He was in the bottom of his class, and he's been just a political pawn for the Democrats and the left his whole career, never worked a day in his life, and his brother-in-law or brother was not eaten by cannibals. Vegan or cannibals? I mean, I've never seen a guy, depending on his crowd, he's that crowd. Oh, I'm Puerto Rican. Oh, I'm a truck driver. Oh, I come from a black state. Oh, I came from a place where we ceremoniously burn statues. We come from a place where it's cool to be a protester for Hamas. It depends on the crowd he's talking to. And when confronted about it, where's your stance for Israel? Oh, we stand with Israel, but don't forget about the Palestinians. In the next segment, we are going to dive into this very deeply with the Parents Defending Education. That's going to be fantastic. We're going to show you some shocking video from inside these protests. They're protests that have gotten so bad that USC is canceling their graduation, which that's a shame for the parents. It just reminded me of the COVID crap where they canceled all the graduations. Those kids will never get that back. They're scared of these protesters. Now, despite their being stupid and ill-informed, and they're supporting Hamas terrorism. This whole thing started with Hamas invading and killing Israelis. Israel strikes back and said that's the last straw, because it wasn't the first time. And Israel has a right to wipe out Hamas, which is running Palestine. These people are ill-informed. We're going to show you proof of video in that in the next segment, but it's just they don't know what they're protesting for. And so many times throughout history, from the Vietnam War to the Iraq War to this war that has nothing to do with America, that is Israel versus their neighbors who are violent Muslim terrorists who, if they talk about cleansing, they're in the streets talking about ethnic cleansing. That's what Islamic terrorists do. They ethnically cleanse their own people. And if you attack somebody like Israel, where they have the right to fight back, that is a different story. That's not ethnic cleansing. That's trying to protect the Israeli people and the people in the Gaza Strip who are all complicit because they allow Hamas to run wild in the Gaza Strip. And these people that are on the streets protesting, despite how stupid they are, how dangerous they sound, and how they don't know that a Muslim terrorist would cut off their head just as fast as they would anybody else, because you're not allowed to protest in Muslim countries, right? Islamic countries. But they have the right to do it, all right? In this country, if you go to January 6th and if you go to the Capitol and you walk inside and you're 70 years old and you just pray and then you leave, you're facing charges because you're what they call on the left a violent protester. Even though in January 6th, where you tear gas a crowd, they will get upset. And in this one, in this situation, the only crime they're committing is A, if you're impeding somebody from getting to class, if you're trying to shut down a Jewish event, if you're setting up encampments and tents, and if you're fighting with police and you're trying to make a home like Chaz in the middle of the square of the college, then you absolutely are breaking the law. However, when you're standing there saying death to America, death to Israel, that's your right to free speech. As crazy as you are, as dangerous as you are, but half of these people can't even point out Gaza or Israel on a map. In fact, half of them probably can't even point out Canada or North Dakota on a map. They certainly don't know how to point out Mexico because the left is going crazy about potential mass deportations, which have to happen, which Americans support, but they can't find Mexico on a map either. And all of this is brought on by the absolute carnage of the Biden sissy regime that is so scared to death to offend anybody. The world knows the USA is at a weak point right now, and it's blowing up everywhere. Russia, Ukraine, Israel, Hamas, North Korea, and God knows what's happening in France right now. But it's just remarkable to see all of this happening, and it's based on the weakness of America. We used to be the beacon on the hill, right? The light on the shining city on the hill, the example for the rest of the world. And now we're trotting out a puppet who's controlled by the socialists, and they're too scared to say anything, except for Blinken, Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State. I got to give him props. He still went out and did a speech that he stands with Israel. But then they usher him some more notes and the people of Palestine. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House for the Republicans, has failed. Absolutely failed. You do not sign bills for foreign aid without vetting where the money is going. Another $60 billion to Ukraine, more money to Hamas, and then a smidgen of money to Israel. This is all something we cannot do. We cannot send money to other countries until we fix our own border. We fix the problems here. As you guys know, gas prices are way out of control again, especially if you guys live on the sides of the United States, East and West Coast. The food prices continue to climb. It's almost trendy. Inflation's almost a trendy thing right now. Well, shoot, I got to raise my price. Well, the reason that people have to raise their prices in their stores is, one, they got to hire security guards. Two, their prices are going up for their homes, their gas, and their bills. Everything, everybody's getting hurt by this. Something's got to change. And if the economy was the only thing on the ballot, then Trump wins in a landslide, but the Democrats are going with abortion. And also, this Democrat playbook about trying to lock up their opponents has spread to Arizona. The same AG who shut down half the machines in Arizona during the 2022 election, the same one who completely posted a fraudulent election, is going after Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, trying to haul them into court for what she did, a stealing an election. And all around this, with Bragg, Letitia James, Fannie Wilson, what's going on in Arizona, with the DOJ weaponizing themselves against Donald Trump, the Supreme Court has to hear these battles. Jack Smith is doing that. They're all trying to put together a cover over their fraud. They're trying to protect their fraud by saying, if you say anything against this or subpoena anybody or talk to anybody or want to make sure that this doesn't happen again, then you're the problem. And in 2016, when all the Democrats went on the floor and protested the votes for Donald Trump, they said it was a fraudulent election and everything, and nobody said anything because we knew they were crazy. But now that we actually see it, they want to lock us up because they want to make an example of you. If the Democrats steal it next time, and if you say something, we're going to throw you in jail. They want to make it so they can keep doing the same thing, moving the goalposts on election day. They want to keep doing that and make an example out of people to say, don't you say anything about it, and discourage you from voting. But don't let this discourage you from voting. Let me get to this story. You guys saw the immunity case with Jack Smith. Check this out real quick. This is a really cool segment of something that happened in the courtroom in the Supreme Court today. This is remarkable. Okay. Audio. Where is it? Okay. Thank you. It's just not playing any audio. Well, we'll remove that. But anyway, I'll get to what it said because it was pretty remarkable. I just love it when we play a clip that doesn't play. It was basically the judge telling the prosecutor, yeah, Judge Alito destroyed Jack Smith's prosecutor during Trump's immunity arguments. And I'll get to that point here. He said, if the president gets advice from the attorney general and that something is lawful, is that an absolute defense? Okay. And Dreeben, the guy who was on the Mueller investigation, right, said, yes, I think that is. Okay, but it wasn't. But it won't give the president's incentive to be sure to pick an attorney general who will reliably tell the president that it is lawfully to do so. Whatever the president wants to do, if there's any possible argument in favor of it. He goes, I think the Constitution structure protects against that risk. The president nominates the attorney general and the Senate provides advice and consent. The line of questioning also dovetails other questions asked by Gorsuch, basically saying if a president has advisors, if a president has an opinion of his own, is he not then allowed to express that opinion? But this guy saying no, the guy from the Mueller report, which is another failed disaster, this too will be a failed disaster. Worst thing is the Supreme Court kicks this back to the lower courts and the case dissolves that way. Just throw this whole stupid thing out, because this means if immunity is gone, which Obama himself created the immunity for the president. And I'll get to Obama here in a second. But he created immunity so that the president can't be harmed for what he does, as long as it's not illegal. As long as you're not trafficking cocaine out of the White House and then lying about it. Or in Bill Clinton's case, trafficking women in the White House and lying about it. JFK did the same thing. But it's not something you can just throw them in jail. And they made the greatest point in that video I was going to play for you. This has happened to countries around the world where the loser goes to jail. And that's what they're trying to do in America. They look at Venezuela as a success. They look at Cuba as a success, these leftists. And they want Trump in jail so he can't beat Joe Biden. But where did this whole case for January 6th come from? Well, it was revealed that court documents released indicates Jack Smith and the FBI were after Obama and North Korea related documents in the Mar-a-Lago raid. Anything that would harm Obama's legacy and what was in North Korea, and they wanted to get that stuff out of there. And then that's where they posted the photo of the FBI files on the floor, that fixed photo you saw that shit said files that said top secret, right? Said top secret, and they were strewn about the floor. Well, that was the work of your FBI doing that. So what the FOIAs have revealed that in that raid on Mar-a-Lago, they were looking for Obama information, and they were looking for information to protect themselves from the what was seen in the Biden Obama regime. And then they also wanted the information with North Korea. Now, this gag order thing with the Trump trial in New York, which there is absolutely 100% no crime. But they wanted you to see a jury trial that showed that hush money is a crime, that killing a story is a crime. Well, they killed the Hunter Biden story. They're killing stories about Joe Biden every week. They're trying to kill the impeachment inquiry against Joe Biden by trying to kill the documents that are related to his bank accounts and set up funds that he got from overseas billing business dealings when his son was peddling influence. Kill, catch and kill. As you can see play out, and they're trying to spin it on the news to be something bad. But even this Trump-hating jury has to see this is no crime. It is simply a witch hunt on stuff that has expired. Okay, we're going to jump into all the Columbia stuff and all this Hamas-loving protests that are going on in the country. After this break, we've got a very special guest, so stay with us. We'll be right back on the Matt Buff Show.
Sick and tired of smart guys.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
It's time to convert and sell more with the best tools made for small, medium, and large businesses to grow online. With JJC Marketing Solutions, you can grow with do-it-yourself, easy website and funnel builder, or they will build it for you. More options at your fingertips with JJC Marketing Solutions. Not only do you get the best state-of-the-art website, but also comprehensive sales funnels, CRM tools, and powerful search engine optimization. No matter where you are, they can help you grow your business with affordable online marketing solutions. Get weekly reports, dashboard access, and full transparency to see how your keywords are growing. Start building your online presence today. JJCMarketingSolutions.com. That's JJCMarketingSolutions.com.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Are you a public employee? Tired of paying union dues when inflation and gas prices are out of control? Opt out today and keep your money. Over 100,000 American workers already have, and you can too. Visit optouttoday.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the Matt Buff Show. It is great to have you with us. Check out thebuffshow.com and make sure to follow us, like, share, and subscribe, and follow us on all your favorite podcasting platforms, including Spotify, iTunes, and so much more. We've got crazy situations. We told you these protesters have a right to say what they want. They have a right to protest. They have a right to say what they want. They don't have a right to cause destruction, damage, and encampments. That you don't have the right to do. And we told you they were pretty dumb and pretty crazy, but listen to this one here.
What would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
Oh.
I came from Columbia. I was there up at Columbia, and we came down. They said NYU students needed our support. So I came down. I heard there's lots of cops. Some people were saying it was getting dangerous.
They said, I'm not educated. I should be more educated. And the other girl in the mask, I should be educated too. All right, let's go over to our special guest on the Matt Buff Show, Caroline Moore, on the show with us. We've got audio. I hope she can hear us. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
Yes, indeed. You can attach video if you want to, but you're on the Buff Show hotline right now. So it's your choice there. Oh, and then she lost connection, and then we're going to get her back on. But Caroline Moore is Vice President of Parents Defending Education. Parents Defending Education, and everybody can check out the website. We're going to show everybody right here. There it is, Empower, Expose, and Engage. That's different than the DEI stuff. And then on the site, you can find your school district. And welcome to the indoctrination map as well. So everybody check that out. Caroline, it's great to have you with us on the show.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
All right. I just played a clip of some of the protesters that are clearly uneducated about why they're even there. They just think it's cool to be in the mix and be a part of something. But this has been going on forever. College students are, on a small scale, pretty much the dumbest people on the planet.
You know, I think a lot of college students, I went to University of Wisconsin-Madison. A lot of college students like to protest. But unfortunately, it seems with this anti-Semitism, anti-Israel propaganda, it seems like it's not going away. And what we've learned is that it's not just happening in college on college campuses. It's really being taught in subjects in K through 12. And so we just conducted an investigation, and we noticed that it's not just happening in red states or blue states. It's kind of happening all over the country, but most specifically in New Jersey is our most recent investigation.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. And this is a story. We're going to show this, everybody, and we'll post the links here too. But Islamic Education Consulting Group brainwashes public school students with anti-Israel propaganda. We've also got drag queens saying free Palestine and getting little kids to chant that. This brainwashing is on a whole new level, and it's all about hating Israel.
Yeah, no, I think that a lot of this curriculum that's being brought into public schools sees everything through the lens of oppressed and oppressor. And I'm sure you've heard all about that. Unfortunately, when you see things through such a simple lens, it makes it like an us versus them mentality. And we all know that there's a long, complicated history in the Middle East, but in no way is it an Israel, is a genocide, you know, doing genocide towards Palestine, which is what's being taught in these public schools, which is crazy. It's not teaching the entire side of the story. It's just teaching a one-sided history.
Yes, indeed. You mentioned New Jersey. I want to get right to that story and get your take on this. This is quite remarkable, and I put it up for everybody to see there. Perth Amboy Public Schools, Perth Amboy High School. First of all, the liberals are going to want to change that name from Amboy to Am Gender Fluid. High school psychology teacher has a consultant company that claims Israel is committing genocide and ethnic cleansing. You were just talking about this, but this is remarkable. First of all, psychology teachers are pretty much as useless as the school counselor.
No, I think so too. And unfortunately, when you have a psychology teacher who is a founder of an organization that is called Teaching While Muslim, and teaching about genocide in the Middle East, and Israel is the one conducting the genocide, and then also teaching just about implicit bias, I think you've got a lot of problems on your hands. This teacher seems to be bringing it into the classroom, and we all know bringing politics into the classroom is nothing normal, but it's definitely not a good thing. And this particular organization has resources for teachers, it has resources for students, activists, and what teachers should be posting on their social media so that kids are really seeing, you know, one side of history and not the seeing it holistically. And so it's troubling for them. And it's also, you know, it's troubling for me to see, you know, lesson plans that say, oh, you know, you should color, you know, just something so simple as like a coloring assignment, color the border of Israel and Palestine and make sure that you're filling it in the correct way. And that's really concerning. And it also directs teachers, you know, if you're teaching this and you're teaching, you know, on behalf of Palestinians to, you know, free Palestine or whatever, and you get any pushback from the administration, the first directive for teachers is to, you know, call your union rep because you're not doing anything wrong. And I think, you know, anytime a teacher is calling a union rep, I mean, you're definitely doing something wrong.
Yes, you are doing something wrong. One thing when you talk about, and you've said it a couple times and you're completely right, they're only showing you one side of the story. They don't understand that Hamas is using the people that put them in power as human shields. They put their own bases under hospitals so that hopefully Israel will blow up a hospital and they say, look, you blew up a hospital. But they use their own people as shields and then they try to cower behind them. And this is after they went into Israel and killed a whole bunch of Jewish people at a festival. Nobody in these crowds cares about the Jewish people in the festival. They don't care about the Jewish students there. There's been a lot of attacks against Jewish students. And they don't care that Hamas would basically destroy them and kill them just like they would anybody else because Hamas does not put up with protesters.
Absolutely. No, I mean, we all know that those Palestinians can't question authority when they're living there. And you know, as Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East, I think, you know, we should be supporting them. But what's so sad to see is, you know, the attacks on Israel happened October 7th. It's crazy to me that, you know, we're halfway through April and we're still talking about this on college campuses. But, you know, when public schools in K through 12 are teaching students that, you know, this is how you should see every situation, you should see it as, you know, oppressor versus oppressed or colonizers versus the people being colonized, it's really hard to push back then, you know, when they're in college and they're full grown adults and they're just reciting what they were taught in public school.
Well, talk about the mission of parents versus idiots.
No, we're all for education and parents. We're for all of these things.
Because you haven't seen the first of this, what would you say to a parent who goes, "Man, I don't know if I want my kid going to Columbia." What would Parents Defending Education say to that parent?
You know, I think that we're a membership organization. We're comprised of members all over the country, and we provide parents with toolkits. Hey, you know, most people have a full time job, and you've got a lot of things on your plate. But you know, your kid's education should not go on the back burner. You need to be meeting with your child's teacher. You need to get to know the administrators. And there are the correct questions to be asking when you're confronted with these administrators and going to school board meetings and to be taken seriously. So we definitely tell them to ask for, you know, accountability, transparency, and what's going on in the classroom and these curriculums that are being brought in without any pushback. When people are looking at public school or when they're looking at colleges, I think you need to look at the colleges how they're acting right now. Things aren't going to change if you're the one paying the $90,000 or whatever to send your kid to those private universities or public universities in some cases. I think you need to look at what those schools are doing now. And when your kids are making a decision on college, you know, you should be looking at the schools that, you know, where kids are still going to school and going to class, and every student is taken, you know, as a real person. And some aren't told, you know, stay home because it's not safe for you. School should be a place of diversity of thought and ideas, and every child should be welcome no matter what their background is, whether it's a private school or a public school. And so that's kind of what we advocate for.
Well, you advocate for a diversity of ideas and a diversity of students, but not forced diversity and not forced ideology. I mean, they threw a fit in the 70s about praying in school until they got a law banning it. And now look at what we got. Drag Time Story Hour chanting Free Palestine. It's pretty remarkable about what they want to get away with now when they just simply hated prayer in school.
Oh, absolutely. No, I think it's been a, like you said, I mean, things that they were advocating for against, I mean, now they're for in a weird way. So, no, I mean, we find this all the time in public schools, these affinity groups, which when I was going to school was like science club and drama club. And now it's, you know, Hispanic club where they don't allow anybody who isn't Hispanic to attend, or
LGBTQ.
Yeah, LGBTQ or a Black student union that, you know, other kids aren't allowed to join. And, you know, every kid should be exposed to the same ideas and have the same opportunities for mentorships or, you know, tutoring and that kind of stuff. It shouldn't depend on, you know, what you were born like, your immutable characteristics. That shouldn't have anything to do with the education that you receive.
Now, I want to pivot a little bit. We talked about the Jewish students, and we talked about the young kids being indoctrinated with these crazy things in New Jersey and the Islamic education consulting, which is just insane. But let's pivot to the war on women that the Biden regime is doing, the absolute war on our young girls by taking away the rights of women to play against other women by changing the rules of Title IX. The Parents Defending Education put out a statement. We're going to show it here. But if you want to have some comments on that, because this is crazy, this basically says the new rule says boys can beat up on girls.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have major concerns about Title IX. And this is just one part of Title IX. This just talks about student programs and locker rooms and bathrooms, but we're still waiting for the other part of Title IX that's going to talk about, you know, athletics. And I think that's more so what everyone fears. But, you know, Title IX was created and passed by Congress. And now the Biden administration is coming in and saying, hey, there's no difference between sex. If you have something called a gender identity and you identify as a woman, you're just as good as a woman. And, you know, Title IX was created for women who didn't necessarily have the same access to scholarships and academic programs and athletics as men. And so it was created for that purpose so that, you know, women can have competitive sports and can have, you know, separate and private spaces in public schools and in anywhere receiving federal funds. And so by taking that away, I think, you know, there are privacy concerns, fairness concerns, and definitely safety concerns that we all have our eyes open to and our ears open to. I'm sure there will be tons of litigation moving forward. So the hope is that this is never implemented.
That's the hope right there. Mm-hmm. It's scary because they wanted to try to trickle it in by starting with bathrooms, but you know where this is going. That's why we got to nip it in the butt now. Absolutely. Caroline, how can people find you? How can they join? How can they participate? Everything.
Yeah. So our website is defendinged.org. And on there, parents can find toolkits of, you know, how to approach, you know, administrators and their teachers and provide them with background information on Title IX, what actually is going to happen with this when it's implemented August 1st. We just did some investigative research on DEI. We have information about parental exclusion policies in public schools. And we also are open to tips from community members on our website. And so you can submit tips. Hey, I think something strange is happening in my school district. And we file open records requests to figure out what exactly is going on and how to prepare yourself or push back.
Well, it's a great work you're doing because a lot of parents just don't know. So everybody check it out. We'll post the links on thebuffshow.com. Caroline Moore, thank you so much for joining us and talk about all these crazy things that are happening.
Thank you so much for having me on. Have a good evening.
You too. All right. That is just insane. We're going to talk about the people that are trying to fight what's going on with the teachers unions who are pushing all this garbage with Freedom Foundation next on the Matt Buff Show. Stay with us.
Sick and tired of smart guys.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Listen, if we even think you owe us money, you won't know what hit you. We'll put liens on everything you own. Raid your bank accounts, retirement fund, pension. You'll open up your paycheck and cry because we'll already have the money. We'll haul you into federal court and you might even go to jail. Hey, it's our job.
Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate your tax bill and reduce your stress. Our experts will fight for you using IRS guidelines to stop any IRS actions like bank levies or wage garnishments. Plus, eliminate penalties and interest and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. Help is here to deal with the IRS to reduce your stress. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, do not call the IRS alone. Call a tax doctor now for a tax emergency analysis.
I'd have my mom call the number on the screen. You come see me alone. We'll work it out. Really, we will.
Cost of living is skyrocketing, and paychecks just can't keep up. But if you're lucky enough to be a public employee, you can give yourself a raise. Visit optouttoday.com and stop paying union dues. We've helped over 100,000 public employees just like you opt out and save an average of $1,000 per year. Opt out today and put more food, fuel, and fun back into your life. It's your money. You earned it. Visit optouttoday.com.
It's a true blessing to be surrounded by so many public servants meaningfully impacting the lives of students every single day.
Vodi Bakum said it best. We cannot continue to send our children to Caesar for their education and be surprised when they come home as Romans.
Let our teachers teach. Let our parents parent. And let our kids be kids.
Welcome back to the Matt Buff Show. That's right. Go to freedomfoundation.com and get your tickets to the Teacher Summit, the second annual Teacher Summit in the belly of the beast in Denver, Colorado this July. Don't forget to get your tickets because it's filling up fast. And bring a friend, bring a teacher, because so many want to come because they can't express themselves in the school. Let them be around like-minded people who want to protect our kids from this garbage that's being out there. And we are going to go to our special guest from the Freedom Foundation this week. And he's right here. Well, there's Daniel Street. You're on the next one, bro. We can't wait to talk about the Trump trial with you, Daniel Street. But I'm sorry, I clicked the wrong one.
No problem.
See you in a minute, bro. All right, there we go. Ben Straka on the show. Ben, it's filling up down there. It's tough to see. Ben is a research and government affairs associate for the Frem Foundation. And you just broke a story we're going to get into in a minute, but people are getting psyched about the teacher summit.
Yeah, so am I. Yeah, thanks. Thank you for having me on. It's coming up quickly here, and we had a really good showing last year. We're looking forward to the one this year.
Yes, absolutely. So research and government affairs. Government affairs, I mean, my goodness, we've never seen a government work so closely with the powerful teachers union as we've seen right now. So you got your hands full.
Yeah. And that's the whole problem in and of itself is that the unions representing our public employees and specifically our teachers, but certainly all public employees are in the position of electing their own bosses in the government, bargaining over taxpayer dollars. And so, where we come in is, I know you know, and I'm sure that many of your listeners know as well, what we exist to do is make sure that every public employee knows that they don't have to support the union, they don't have to pay dues to the union. Because as it turns out, unions representing government employees, even more so than private sector employees, really don't have their members' best interests at heart. You know, they really do exist as an enforcement arm of the radical left and really the financial arm as well. So we're on the ground working with public employees, working with teachers, letting them know that they do have the right to opt out of union membership and withhold their financial support and take the money out of union bosses' pockets.
Yes, indeed. That's exactly right. And we just showed everybody the website, but you check it out on freedomfoundation.com. There's all kinds of new videos on there, new testimonials and everything. But I want to talk about this story and this story also on freedomfoundation.com. We're going to put it up for everyone to see. And this is quite remarkable. There's the Democratic Socialists of America, and they did something crazy in Oregon, Ben. They invited them in. What is wrong with these people?
How timely is this in a bad way? Yes, the Oregon Education Association, the main teachers union in Oregon. Now, it's unclear whether they're renting or donating, but regardless, they invited the Democratic Socialists of America, a group that stands to abolish capitalism among a host of other controversial causes, not the least of which is calling for, from the river to the sea, supporting all the nonsense at Columbia. Praising the Hamas attacks of October 2023. They invited them into their offices to hold their meetings at the teachers' union's offices. So that's what we're seeing here in Oregon, and that's the story that we broke.
Yeah, we talked about in the first segment where a drag time story hour, where they were getting the kids to chant Free Palestine. And people don't know, Ben, that when they say river to the sea, that means wipe out Israel. That's what they want.
They do, yeah. And the ironic thing, it's complete hypocrisy. I mean, the Education Association, the teachers union, claims to, be a no place for hate type organization. They even promote lesson plans on their website from the Anti-Defamation League, which of course exists to battle anti-Semitism. And yet at the same time, they're opening up their doors to groups calling, even to this day, for the river to the sea. Democratic Socialists of America posted a statement on their website today, actually, just strongly supporting and doubling down on all the stances they've taken on the pro-Hamas demonstrations like we're seeing at Columbia. So it's complete hypocrisy. It's the reason why many union members are leaving and opting out and taking their money with them.
Yes, indeed. And you cite in the article that parental rights groups have documented teachers' unions' direct promotions of such DSA activities in other states, too, alongside DSI's broader aims to inject itself into the public education system through involvement with organized labor. So when you have, and this is the big point I want everybody to get, when you have the Democratic Socialists in America, when you have the Muslim teachings that are getting in there, they're bringing in these activist groups. This goes well beyond the LGBTQ stuff. Now this is political wars and trying to get American kids to hate its own country and hate countries like Israel.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mentioned, public sector unions being in the unique position of being able to influence who the elected officials are that they actually negotiate with, right? And so that's already a problem. But with groups like DSA, Democratic Socialists, parental groups have noted and documented that there is a push, a concerted effort to both infiltrate teachers' unions and also school boards. So on both sides of the bargaining table, you have these groups trying to inject their identity politics and other controversial philosophies into schools, absolutely.
Well, very good. What else you got cooking over there at the Freedom Foundation, Ben? Because this is a plateful, and you're going to have a big turnout, and you're probably getting more opt-outs every quarter than ever because this stuff is just going way too far.
Absolutely, yeah. The union leaders don't seem to learn, so we just continue doing what we're doing to make sure that public employees and teachers and union members know what's going on. And when we inform them and help them and give them the legal support they need, many of them do opt out and leave. And so that continues to be a daily fight for us.
Optouttoday.com and freedomfoundation.com for more breaking news. We want to talk. We can't wait till next week because we know we got a lot of court cases coming up too. Last word to you, Ben. How can people get involved?
Go to our site, visit, read, donate, volunteer. We have a very grassroots on the ground effort to help these public employees. And so any way that people want to get involved, they can get in touch with us and we'd be happy to hear from them.
Yes, indeed. Freedomfoundation.com. The fight is on and everybody can join in. Ben Straka, keep up the good work and thank you for breaking this story to us because a lot of places aren't covering that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for having us on and talking about it, Matt.
You got it. Absolutely. Ben Straka, freedomfoundation.com is the place to go. And everybody check it out. And don't forget to tell your teacher friends, optouttoday.com. All right, we'll be back on the Matt Buff Show. One final banger segment. It's the Trump trials. I told you we were going to dedicate some time to this today. Stay with us.
Sick and tired of smart guys.
Has your heater busted, computer crashed, appliance broken? Then you need ARW Home.
Life's been pretty worry-free since I got coverage
with ARW Home. Don't waste thousands of dollars on air conditioning, appliance repair, and replacements. Save that money with ARW Home. Protection plans that cover household appliances, systems, and electronics.
My air conditioning broke on a Sunday. I called ARW, and they came out and fixed it right away.
Get your free quote today. Call or go to ARWHome.com now.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0. Not only that, for a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
Are you a public employee? Tired of paying union dues when inflation and gas prices are out of control? Opt out today and keep your money. Over 100,000 American workers already have, and you can too. Visit optouttoday.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the Matt Buff Show. Great to have you with us. These trials, the immunity case, all right? Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Check out thebuffshow.com. But the immunity case, which is falling apart in Jack Smith's lap. And every time you see this guy, Jack Smith, the prosecutor, who over-prosecutes everybody. Go look at his history. It's pathetic. And he's just always scowling in the picture. And he's angry. And he hates you. And he hates Trump. And he hates everyone. Well, he really is going to hate the Supreme Court after they kick this thing to the curb. And then, of course, the DA Bragg case in New York. Well, criminals are running around the street. And by the way, the guy who set himself in fire outside of the courtroom was a Bernie Sanders supporter. All right? That's what he was. Daniel R. Street. The book is Fake News Exposed. Everybody check it out. There it is right there on Amazon and everywhere books are sold. Everybody check it out. It's a fantastic page-turning read, and part two has to be coming soon. Hi, Daniel. Great to see you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, great to have you back. And we just look at what's going on here and this trial. They have no crime. Everything's outdated. Everything is completely in the past. They had years to bring stuff like this up, but all it is election interference.
Well, I agree with you. And, you know, anytime I talk about the Manhattan District Attorney's prosecution of President Trump, I always start with one basic fundamental fact. And that is that it's a prosecution over supposedly falsified business records. But the statute requires that even if the record's falsified, which I would argue it was not in this case, that the falsification be done with the intent to defraud. In the state of New York, the law requires that intent to defraud be the attempt to deprive someone of something of value. And there was simply, this is simply not a crime. None of what is even being talked about was a crime. And in fact, Jonathan Turley, who's a law professor at George Washington University, who's also a legal commentator and analyst, said he was in utter disbelief at what the New York judge allowed the Manhattan DA's office to argue to the jury in the case. And one thing to point out, the lawyer who made that argument, opened an argument to the jury in the case on behalf of the Manhattan DA, is the former number three lawyer at the Biden Department of Justice. That's so this right. is really a Biden regime prosecution of President Trump. Another.
Oh, and the judge's own daughter is a fundraiser for Biden. I mean, this is just couldn't be more on paper obvious. But let's break down the trial a little bit, because it's quite remarkable when they bring Pecker on from the National Enquirer to talk about catch and kill. Turns out catch and kill, which is what happened with the Hunter Biden laptop story, by the way, catch and kill is something that's been happening since the birth of journalism. It's not pretty, right? But it's not illegal to pay for a story and then kill it.
No, in fact, you have the people of this country have a First Amendment right to acquire information and do what they will with it. That includes bury it, suppress it, not use it. So, another issue that's implicated in all of this catch and kill business is a non-disclosure agreement, or what everyone calls an NDA. These are used all of the time. Very, very common, particularly when you're dealing with high-profile people, celebrities, politicians, famous people, and they're involved in litigation, they reach a non-disclosure agreement. So literally, President Trump was being shaken down and potentially even extorted or blackmailed by some of these people with totally fabricated stories, like the one Love Child story, if you recall. And there's absolutely nothing illegal, zero, period, end of story, about rounding those stories up and doing nothing with them. And that's what the accusations are. And that's what was actually going on.
I want to talk about NDAs. There's a two-parter here. NDAs being legal if they're signed by both parties. Yes.
Yeah. If they're going to be enforceable.
Yeah, that's right. So bringing Karen McDougal on the stand. Now, this is one of the playmates that said that she was signed an NDA and she had an affair with Trump. If she speaks anything about anything that she signed the NDA about, wouldn't she be breaking the law on the stand?
Well, ordinarily, non-disclosure agreements have provisions that allow a person to engage in disclosure if they're ordered to by a court of competent jurisdiction. So it's very common for that to be a provision. Now, I have to tell you, honestly, I have not seen Karen McDougal's non-disclosure agreement, but that's a ubiquitous provision that's been included in everyone I've ever seen.
Okay, very good. But what does she have to bring for the prosecution? I mean, they got Avenatti. I mean, he might actually testify for the defense. And so they got the word of a guy who's been put in jail for lying. They got all these liars on the record, and including Stormy Daniels, and they got this Karen McDougal. I mean, what can she bring to them except for filth?
Yeah, I think in my view, most of what the prosecution's evidence will consist of is things to try to make Donald Trump look bad, as opposed to prove any material facts relating to any of the charges. So, and you know, they've got a judge who's allowing the prosecution to bring in and bring up all manner of just irrelevant, immaterial, inflammatory nonsense that has nothing to do with any of the actual charges, which are business record entry charges.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, look, the bottom line, I keep telling everybody this is political. It's about trying to get a conviction of President Trump. Any conviction they get, if they're able to get one, is going to be reversed by a court of appeal, because there's just error upon error piling up in this lower court. And the shame of it is, one thing we need to do in this country, I believe, is to facilitate appellate review, what we call interlocutory review, which are non-final decisions in criminal cases, so that some of these trial court errors can be addressed earlier, instead of having someone's life ruined and 3 years later the court of appeal says, hey, that was a mistake.
I want everybody to see how big of a witch hunt this is, because just as Daniel R. Street, everybody check out Fake News Exposed, the book right there on Amazon, everybody check it out, go get a copy today and you can get the audio book too. So everybody check that out. But I want everybody to see the witch hunt, which is the judge is allowing the prosecution all this filth in and all this non-relatable stuff. But then he puts a gag order on Trump so severe that he doesn't want him talking about anything. When does a gag order cross the line of freedom of speech?
Well, I have to tell you, this particular gag order is really, I've never seen one like it. It's unprecedented. Now, let's keep in mind, it gags President Trump from talking about the witnesses. We got Michael Cohen going on MSNBC and on podcasts, just like I'm doing today on a daily basis, trashing President Trump. You've got the Manhattan DA with press conferences and media appearances that, in many of which, or at least, you know, they're questionable to say the least. His original press conference was unethical in my view, and I watched that one and I broke it all down on my Substack. But the prosecutor has a constitutional obligation to protect the fair trial rights of the accused. And this particular prosecutor just spreads misinformation about this case, prejudicial information, making prejudicial statements about the accused, and the judge gags President Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's unconstitutional, the gag orders issued by this judge, but thus far, the Trump legal team have been unable to get much relief from the higher courts.
Yeah, this is remarkable. Well, the higher courts have their hands full trying to get Trump on other stuff like the immunity case. Did you follow that today? I mean, it looks like Jack Smith's case is falling apart pretty quickly.
Well, I tell you, Jack Smith's D.C. prosecution is an abomination. And one of the real difficulties for me as a lawyer is, you know, lawyers tend to be, particularly in court, real professional, cordial, and things like that, is to see the way people talk, the way judges and lawyers talk about this prosecution and act as though it's legitimate. You know, there was a point during the oral argument that the man arguing for the special counsel, Drebin, he said, a political prosecution would be unconstitutional. I almost fell out of my chair when I heard that. And I was waiting for somebody to come back on the court and say, well, then we need to dismiss this one because this is the most blatantly political prosecution in the history of prosecutions. But that didn't happen. So, you know, there's a lot of these pleasantries, and there should be. We need to be professional and we need to be polite, but you also need to be able to tell the truth. And the simple fact of the matter is that the special counsel in this prosecution, in this indictment, in my view, an unethical indictment. It's what we call a speaking indictment. An indictment is supposed to be a concise statement of the relevant facts. This one is a political document that looks like it was drafted by Adam Schiff from Congress. You know, it's terrible. And the court needs to say that, I think. And there's just that no one's really taking the bull by the horns and really dealing with the special counsel the way they need to. And hopefully at least we'll get a rebuke from the Supreme Court in the form of presidential immunity for President Trump.
Yeah. Otherwise, if we don't have presidential immunity, we have this guy.
I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
How many times does Trump have to prove that guy can't be trusted? I'll leave you with that. Daniel Street, give us your last word. I want everybody to check out DanielRStreet.com. And we'll throw this up here for everybody to see. Look, there's the Buff Show on there and all the places you've been on to get the book Fake News Exposed. But last word to you about all this, and thank you for breaking it down.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having me. I always want people to remember that President Trump did nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong in D.C. He did nothing wrong in Florida. He did nothing wrong in Georgia. And he did nothing wrong in New York. Believe it. Let your friends know it. And get information, not from fake news, but from people who are telling you the truth.
Well, people like Daniel R. Street, follow him on Substack, where you post articles about this. And people need to follow you and other people that are talking about this, because they don't want to see just a snippet on Fox News about a trial that they're trying to legitimize. I mean, follow Daniel R. Street. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. God bless you, man.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Great stuff there. Daniel R. Street. Everybody check out freedomfoundation.com. And then Parents Defending Education. I mean, this is a big show for everybody to share and tell your friends about. We love having you guys. And you guys stay smart out there. Check out thebuffshow.com. And we'll see you next time.